It's Comedy Shoeshine.
Wait, is 1,000 IQ good? I think that's what mine was. Is that... Let's beat the shit out of daylight saves until it begs us to stop, and then keep beating the shit out of it more.
Yeah, and then turn the clock back an hour and do it again. What other podcast do you get to hear about digging a hole?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Episode 49 of Comedy Shoeshine.
Darn, that was a bummer. I don't want to do the shoddy mark.
Oh, I was trying to do more like
I was waiting for you to say your hello, and then I was going to try to do it at the exact same time just to make it really weird. Then you totally threw me off guard.
I like to keep everyone on their toes. I was going to make it more NPR. Today on Comedy Shoeshine.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do every joke like that? So I was watching a commercial, and then I have to... Dude, have I ever told you about the NPR assholes who, like, sometimes the men will, like, bump up the bass on their voice, like, way too much?
It drives me
insane.
Howard Stern does that. It's 100% bass. It's the weirdest...
Drives me nuts. I know it's them, too. I know it's, like, by the individual. Yeah. They're like, no, pump up that fuck. But it's, like, way too boomy. Like, it doesn't sound good. It just sounds like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, listen to any Howard Stern. It's always like that.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
Anyway.
Catch you again. There, I did it that time.
We should give everyone an update from last week. Well, I was going to say... Damn.
I know. Yeah.
Just an update. We still have the same dad as we did last week.
Yeah, we weren't adopted or anything. Yeah. The question everyone has been wanting to know.
Yeah.
Did the groundhog come out?
But we also can't confirm that our dad is actually alive because we didn't see him on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Still haven't seen him.
How you say that? Oh, we still have the same dad. This is the first time in dad history that he has not come out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's true.
Didn't come out of his fucking room for fucking Thanksgiving. After our mom made the best food that humans have come up with thus far. Mm-hmm. Not counting any fast food.
Humans don't make that.
Yeah. That's true. Robots make that. But yeah, Thanksgiving is the best food there is when our mom does it, except for any item on any fast food menu. But besides that, it's the best.
Yeah.
Didn't come out for Thanksgiving. It's fucking believable.
My family, you and your wife, our sister's entire family, all there. Mom, everybody.
The president.
Nobody weird.
Could be
like,
there.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't like, oh, you know, we invited our weird drug addict friend that came over and it was uncomfortable. No. Only people that he's seen, the only people he's seen over the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's
same
true.
People. Nothing
well, except for, you know, his every other day golf game that he does.
Yeah.
God, it's the worst.
Yeah, the reasoning we got, should we say that?
I was thinking about that. Yeah, go ahead. Did you? I wasn't sure if you were in on that.
In on it?
Well, I thought Nui just told me that. I didn't know.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know what she told you.
Oh, what did you get?
Well, I was sitting on the couch. I didn't even bother asking about it or anything. Yeah. I didn't give a shit. But I was just sitting on the couch and mom came over and was like, oh, your dad doesn't want to come out because no one listens to what he has to say and he can't follow with everything because it's too much talk. You know, it's too fast for him to follow and he's in whatever. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Translation, he's not the center of attention,
yep.
And so he doesn't want to do it. That's the thing. It's not, I mean, I still think it is some form of depression, anxiety, but it's not directly like, oh, I just feel like
it's insecurity.
It's like, I don't feel like coming.
Yeah. No, I think it's insecurity. It's a weird dude. He has no power left at all now. So it's like,
yeah, that's true.
His whole way of getting by was that he was the dad. And so everyone had to do what he said or whatever. Now that doesn't exist. So he has nothing. That's pretty much what it is. I went from being genuinely pretty puzzled about it last week to now I feel like I 100% know what it is. And I get Nui told me that, like, he thinks we're like you and I are making fun of him or something. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm making fun of him because he doesn't come out when everybody's there. But it totally fits now because he's had a whole, like, a whole career of being the one that's like making fun of everybody and like always, you know, making jokes about people and all that. And now, like, I think he's a little too slow to be able to follow it all now. Like the machine that he's set in motion has now got, it's over. It's out of his control. Because he's created a whole family of people who make fun of each other. And now he can't handle it. So he's like, he's just opting out. Like, he's just, dude, it's the, he can't even reap what he's sown. He can't even just, like, come out.
So true.
Yeah, it's like, he's just half.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. He's like a fucking athlete that's going out on top of his making fun of people game. He's no longer taking any fights. He's done. He's just going to hide.
That reminds me, like, it's been a long time, but
since we talked about our dad for a whole episode,
mom was like, yeah, your dad thinks that, like, no one takes him seriously and no one respects him. It's like, yeah, what is there to take seriously or respect? Like, maybe if you wanted people to take you seriously or respect you, you would do anything at all that was worth respect or, you know, like, what? That's the best. I love that when people are like, just generally in life.
Oh, dude, I totally didn't hear it. It just cut out for like a while. So you said it's been a while, and then I said since we talked about our dad for a whole episode, and then I didn't hear it.
No, it's like 3 or 4 years ago. Mom said your dad thinks that like no one takes him seriously and no one respects him or whatever. You know? And I was saying, oh yeah, well that's because there's nothing to respect or take seriously. Like what has he done? Like not even just like when you say, well, what have you done? Like, you know, with your life, like. Achievement. I mean, like, has he even left the house in the, you know, there's not, what is there to possibly say? Like, there's nothing. Oh, well, dad, let me take you seriously after you've ignored my birth of my children and anything I've ever done my whole life.
Well, and it totally fits. And like I was saying, it's totally clear now. That's all he's gotten by on. And here's the thing. This won't make sense to people. Although I think I got some messages that they have like the same situation sort of.
Yeah.
For our dad, and maybe it'll be the same, maybe it won't, but he can't just be a person. Like, that's not an option. Coming out saying, how's it going? Oh, hey, guys, maybe I'll only understand half the things that are going on. Who cares? No big deal. I'll come out and be with the family for the sake of being out here on Thanksgiving when there's a bunch of awesome food. I'll just come eat some food. I don't even listen. Just seriously. Just be half a person. Just don't even, doesn't matter. He doesn't have that mode. He can't handle not being the center of everything. It's like, he just can't handle it. It's so weird.
Yeah, seriously. I'd come out with like earplugs in and be like, just so you know, I can't stand the goddamn kids screaming. I can't understand what everyone's saying. I'm blind. So I'm coming out here with just like sunglasses and earplugs. I'm just going to eat the food and I'll say, I'll laugh every once in a while. But you know, I love all you guys and I'm sorry I'm old and shitty now, but just glad everyone came here, but just don't talk to me. You don't have to talk to me or whatever. Yeah, that'd be fine. We would all be like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you've ever said in your life.
Yeah, first honest thing.
That's what's the most confusing thing is like, I don't know how to explain this, but it's like he's saving face or something. Like he has pride or something, and there's nothing. There's nothing. He could literally.
We're all really impressed by him hiding in his room. Wow, that's so dignified.
It sounds terrible, but we couldn't think any less of him. There's literally nothing he could do that would make us think, well, there is probably, but
maybe if he didn't come out for Thanksgiving, that would be, that already happened. God.
Yeah. Also, I mean, did we talk about this? I think we did. But
didn't we talk about everything?
Yeah. No, I don't think we did. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, does everybody know, everybody, I mean like, you know, 5 or 6 people know that he had a stroke like 10 years ago and he was like totally unconscious and you and I, mostly you, carried him out to a car. Like he was a dead body. We carried him out to a car And like, so there's no, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, he's already had that embarrassing total moment of like being pretty much a dead body that we had to care for and like take out to the hospital. Like you'd think that would break, you know, that could be like, well, I was putting up this false front of confidence and so, or whatever, but since I died and you guys had to carry my dead body to the hospital, like that's pretty much, it's fine now. I'll just be glad that I'm alive now. No.
Maybe like now would be a good time to tell him, like, also he had peed his pants because he was dead. Maybe he, because he had to hear all this secondhand.
I didn't want to even say that. Yeah. I didn't think he wanted to share that.
I think it was, I think...
Well, totally I think it's true, important by the way.
Now. I wasn't going to mention it, but since you say the way you're framing it, like I think you're right. Because he, the beauty part about having a stroke is like people just tell you what happened. Like he has no idea what the hell happened. He was, he came, he doesn't even remember because we took him to the hospital. We came back. We took him to like a fake hospital first.
Yeah. God. We could talk about that for an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, no, ship shape. Yeah. We're going to release him to you now. He's totally fine.
They thought of like, well, it could be this or this. And it was two things that no one in the other hospital even mentioned those things. Like it was, they just were some fake doctors and were like, yeah, send him home. We'll see. And they're like, well, if he has another seizure, if he has a certain kind of seizure, then you have to bring him back to the hospital. So we're like, okay, if he has a seizure for longer, what was it? It was like longer than, or more than two in a row, or two in a row without waking up. Anyway, something like that. And they're like,
he was having seizures. He had a seizure as the doctor was talking to us about it. It was the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He was sitting there like listening to him with everybody. All of a sudden his eyes like rolled to the right and started like, like twitching and stuff, like not blinking, just like twitching.
But he
aside.
Didn't know. That's the thing. He didn't know he was having a seizure.
No,
that's
he didn't know.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He came out of it and he was like, what's going on? We're like, you just had a seizure. it was terrifying. And they just let him go home. Yep. They're like, all right. Yeah. We're good now. Did they even give him any medication?
It wasn't even like. No, I don't think there was anything to give him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So anyway, then after, oh, go ahead. So then after
he came home and then tried to go to bed. And I kind of tried to stay up with him or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I fell asleep and then woke up and he was just having constant seizures. It's like, all right, God. I think we're probably going back to the hospital. So we went to a real hospital. We didn't go to like a fake. This one was actually full size too. The last one was the ceilings were only 5 feet tall. I don't know what it was. We went to a non-play hospital.
They had volunteer doctors. Like every once in a while, they'd be like, "Hey, can anyone play doctor? One of our guys is on break. He had to go home. He's got a family and stuff."
Yeah. So we went to a real hospital, but he doesn't remember any of that. Like all of that is gone. Even though we had a conversation, like on the way home from the the fake hospital, from the dog hospital we took him to, whatever.
They take better care of dogs than they did people.
They gave him a good grooming, but they weren't able
to. There's people dying at that hospital right now from like totally treatable things. Some guy just came in with like a Charlie horse and he's dead now.
Some guy came in with a knife in his back and they're like, I don't know. If he doesn't have a seizure for too long, if it's a... A dude came in with, just a rebar like through his throat. Like just watch how long his seizures are. That's all you have to do. It's just the same thing. Yeah. So anyway, maybe he just doesn't, because I had to tell him all this, and I'm sure a lot of people did after the fact. I don't, it's weird. It's weird thinking back how much time, it was actually the best time of our lives.
Yes,
like
it probably
how
was.
Much time I spent with dad during that time, more than any other, well, when I was a kid, obviously, but. Since college, like that was the most time I'd spent with him. It was nice.
And he was totally nice the whole time. Like he
had
totally nice.
Lost his asshole self. I remember I remember when he started getting back to his asshole self slowly, and we were like, oh man. We almost had missed it. It was like, wow, there's dad being dad again. Who would have thought? And then now it's full on ass. Now it's worse than ever. It's not even
It is worse than ever.
Not even close.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it's like, what is there to hide? There's no pride or anything to try to keep up. You know, it's weird. Like, whatever.
Well, I think the issue, we're only going to do four more episodes on this. I promise. The issue is when you're someone who's never listened to a person in your life, that's what happens. So what's happened is and these are all qualities, obviously we have and have to be careful of. He's never listened to another person. Like he just talks and just says he's right and doesn't like He's not interested in like, oh, how's this going for you? Like, he doesn't, he doesn't care. So when, yeah, when people finally realize like, oh, there's no point to really talking about stuff. Like, you know, it's, you can kind of make conversation, but we don't, what basically what happened is the whole family learned like, oh, we don't need to try to impress him anymore. I think that's what happened. Everyone was like, we don't really need to like hold this reverence for him anymore. So now he doesn't know how to, what that's supposed to be like, you know?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Since he never spent any time caring about anything or trying to be involved in anything, there's nothing left to do.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing is, the last thing on this is that it's sad how in life there's no, you know, there's certain situations in life, I guess like another example would be like when you break up with somebody that like you're a super serious relationship, you break up and they don't want to be with you anymore and there's nothing you can do. Like you can't, you know, like it's, and you're, everyone's probably been in that situation where you're like, wow, like it's totally over and you don't want it to be over, but there's nothing you can do. Like you just have to think, well, they don't want to be with me and I don't know what I can do. Like you just have to, but it's not, that's not exactly what's going on here, but it is the same kind of situation where it's like, what is there to do? Like what, and what is he doing? Like you would think, you know, in almost every other situation in your life until you're, I guess, that old, whatever relationship you have with anybody where there's some kind of weird thing, there's always like some one of the people is doing this weird thing and expecting some sort of reaction and the other person's doing this. And then eventually either, you know, they get over it or they get in a big argument or, you know, like something happens or whatever. But like, what is going to happen? Like there's no,
nothing. Yeah.
Like him staying in his room for Thanksgiving, like, oh, no one listens to me. No one pays attention. It's not going to do anything. Nobody, like nobody's going to give in or whatever. And even if they did, it wouldn't do anything probably. But like, I just wonder like, what is, kind of understand like, oh, I don't want to do anything that's not about me. But like, so he's just going to die. Like never, never do anything. He's just going to fade 100%. Away. Oblivion. That's like what's, it's so happen. Weird. It's hard to accept. Like
it really is.
That would be your thing. Like that's what you're gonna do. Okay. Yep. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Like you think the thing I think is like I would do that differently. Like maybe not. You know. That's my thing.
That's
is like
most of my thoughts.
You're going about this the wrong way. Like if you want any kind of, unless you're just happy with it, I guess that's what's hard to understand. Is like, is that what you just want to happen? Then okay. Okay. Fine. Anyways, it's funny because we're talking about a lot the last two things, but I honestly, that's how sad it is. I don't even think about it. I don't give a shit. Like after we left, I didn't think about it at all. I haven't been thinking about it. Oh, yeah.
And certainly once the holidays are done, it just doesn't even come up.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. It's
just because of the holidays.
It's a waste of time. We got our own problems. Like I have my own things going on. I don't have time for that crap.
We got to find something else depressing to talk about for two or three podcasts. It's not our dad.
So anyway, I have funny stuff.
So mom,
sure. I have really good stuff. Here's a
good something.
So I was laying with my daughter tonight, putting her to bed, and like she's six and she's pretty small, and I'm not like super tall. I'm only 5'10", but I'm like 470 pounds, so pretty big. But like it was funny because I was laying there and she was laying next to me and kind of like hugging me or whatever, and I was like, man. It sucks when you get older and there's no people, like giant people to hold on to. It'd be awesome, like, if we had giants, like just friendly giants. Mm-hmm. That. And I started thinking about this in a lot of different ways. Like, one, wouldn't, I mean, you know, I mean, just put aside your homophobic fears or whatever. It could be a woman giant.
Gone.
Just
they're a already
totally,
gone.
Totally asexual thing. But like, if there was a gigantic friendly, no, he didn't stink. It wasn't stinky or anything. Why is every giant like a giant slob, stinky, disgusting thing? What if it was just a really clean, smooth skin, nice giant who just like had a very low voice, like Andre the Giant, kind of like that kind of voice?
Yeah, I bet he and stunk was just like huge. Shit, but either way.
But like every, like someone sometimes you'd be off. Like, you know, like you could rent them and you'd be like, you know, this weekend I'm just going to get a giant. I'm just going to like
hold these. Yeah, we can almost I'm like lay with traffic them. Wait, no, that's not good.
I'm just gonna lay next to my giant this weekend. He's just gonna hold me, like, and I'm just gonna be inside a giant's gut.
And not only that, but I have I guess I haven't thought about it lately, but I remember a while ago when I started, I think when I maybe was in like high school, and you start getting actually kind of normal size, and then you lament like, man, Remember when people could pick you up and like do flips with you and like fucking throw you in the air? God, how fun would that be right now?
Dude, that's where I was going to go next. Today I took my son we have a, you know, upstairs and downstairs, and I just threw him down
the stairs as hard as you could.
No, I was in a hurry, and you know, like with kids, you can let them do stuff themselves, or if you're trying to do anything, you just do it for them or help them. So I grabbed him. I had something in my right arm, and I grabbed him with my left arm around his, you know, back, like his shoulders, and just pinned him to my body and just carried him downstairs. His legs were like dangling to like down, you know, next to my legs. And I was just laughing at like, God, I wish I could be at the top of the stairs and a giant would just carry me downstairs. It would just feel great.
We really need giant butlers that are just there to do whatever.
But I was also thinking like all these guys, like macho guys, if they were giants, I mean, I don't know. I thought about this two different ways. On one hand, there's like the small man complex, so it might make things worse. But also, like, maybe wouldn't regular people just be a little more docile if there were giants around? Because they'd be like, look at me, I'm just a little cute guy. I can't get mad. Yeah. Like, you know, like something bad happens at work and there's just like a 20-foot giant walks by you on the street and you just
you can't have a tantrum because then you'll imagine like, what does it look like when a leprechaun has a tantrum? That looks ridiculous. That's what I look like right now.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work.
And just, I mean, security wise, like if you're at a concert and some guys are getting kind of like, you know, like a fight's gonna break out, and there's just like every 20th person's a 20-foot giant. Like the giant would just be like, come on, guys. Like he would just separate you really easily and be like, yeah.
It's almost what it would be like to be a woman. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of like exactly.
Yeah. That's why women don't start a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. They kind of do though. But I mean, again, they would have to be really nice giants, because if they were mean, then we would all just get murdered all the time. But if they were just like super nice, it would be amazing. I wish the world was filled with giants. Mm. I won't say that. One for every like 100 regular people. And they were totally nice and happy all the time. And they just like, you know, you'd forgive them when they like kicked over your TV on accident when they were walking. And like, they'd have insurance. Like when you rented
them.
Giant insurance, giant insurance. It would not be cheap.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was just a few.
That's good.
Yeah, because like, I don't remember. Well, do you remember being held by mom or dad? Like being I can't remember
not
exactly.
Really. Yeah, I can't really remember.
Yeah. But I bet it was an amazing feeling. Like, I think, because I mean, it goes with also the fact that, like, you know, I'm almost 70 now, and like, I feel like I'm 18. Like, my brain is the same exact brain as when I was, whatever, 16 or 18. It's weird. But yet, my old decrepit body makes me look like I'm some sort of mature, grown up person. But I think we should just get back to being little kids and everything. Like, that's what we should probably do.
Well,
why do you have to grow up and be stupid?
Yeah, I know. It's the worst. God, well, what I've put my finger on lately, and just I just love talking about depressing things, but what really, in watching the movie The Wizard, like we did, I remember watching that as a tiny kid, or I barely remember. Like, I remember just, you know, bits and pieces of it. But the thing that is so much different about being a kid is everything is more important. It's weird.
Yeah.
That's what you can't replace, or at least I can't. I don't know if other people are different, but like nothing's important to me. Like nothing's like that. Like when I remember little things from that movie seem like a big fucking deal. Like I had to just whatever was going on was a big deal. Like it mattered. The video games were like fucking awesome and like everything, you know, just nothing's like that anymore. That's what I need. So with the giant program that you're doing, figure that out and then we'll be fine.
We could make giants, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's put a giant on the moon. I'm sure we can make one.
Yeah, if we put a man on the moon, we could put a giant on Earth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. What do
got
I
got? Any
talk
giant
about
stuff? Look in your giants file. See if you can kind of.
I have this thing about hermit crabs. No, I got to talk about just a couple things about this bowling league I joined real quick. So I joined a bowling league because I bowl with my friends every Tuesdays, not every Tuesday, but, and I was bowling and this guy noticed I was there a lot and he's like, hey, there's a team that needs someone. And I was like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. Boring, pretty big mistake. Cause this is fucking boring. It's the boringest thing ever. A game takes an hour. We bowl three fucking games. It takes three fucking hours.
That part is the worst part of bowling.
Yeah.
It should be faster.
Yeah. When we're by ourselves, it takes a minute. I could bowl in 10 minutes. I could bowl a game in 10 minutes. It's ridiculous. But part of the reason is every single person has to touch hands after every frame. Oh, every God, yeah. single, the other team, teams like, a lane over, we all have to, and it's not optional, by the way. It is not. There was one time when I was like, okay, I'm seated all the way in the kind of furthest away. And I was like on my phone and I was like, just whatever. The guy comes over, whoever just bowled something after touching everyone else's hands. And he like puts his hand like right. I'm just on my phone. And I had already, I wasn't trying to avoid it, but this particular time I was like, okay, he'll see I'm on my phone. He'll just I just didn't feel like getting up, like moving over. Guy comes over, puts his hand like kind of around. And I was like, okay, I guess if you really need it that badly, buddy, if it's crucial to your life that I touch your hand right now because of whatever you just did. By the way, this isn't like, oh, good job, oh, bad. This is just anything. Like,
yeah.
I have ones because I bowled really shitty last week. And that's the second part of the story I want to get to. And I bowled like just a couple open frames in a row. They were just horrible. And I was like, I don't want to go around and touch everyone's fucking hand. Like, I bowled a horrible thing. Just let me go kill myself for a sec. I don't want to. No, it's not that bad. But it's like, I don't need any of that. Like, it's so frustrating.
I was in a league and they totally did that too. I think that's like part of the rules or something.
Yeah,
everybody does that.
Official charter. And it's not like a high five. Don't misunderstand me. It's not a high five or I'm talking to the non-bowling experts out there. Or even a fist bump. I try to do the fist sometimes just because it's a little more dignified than the like slightly touching each other's hands that we're doing. I don't know why that is. People don't want to slap hands. So they're like, here, just touch. Oh, it's so fucking weird. And then the funny thing was, last week was the most boring Tuesday of my life because I had to bowl with my friends after the league. And then it was all weird because we bowled and I didn't have to touch anyone's hand. I was like, what is happening? I can't even, this is the most amazing experience of my life. I could just bowl and sit down. It's amazing. It was totally different though. Like it felt weird for a while. Anyway, here's the thing I want to talk about this. So I had a totally shitty night, like just a horrible bowling night last time. And I, as you know, Sam, and as the listeners probably know, I like to try to be good at things and I get mad at myself when I'm not doing well at something. Now I've learned over the course of my life to not get super mad. I'm not yelling. I'm not doing anything like that. I just get I get frustrated and it obviously shows, but I don't direct it toward anyone. I'm just like, I'm frustrated at myself. I'll still touch everyone's fucking hand if I have to. No, I still do. Whatever. But I guess I'm not able to just be like, oh, I bowled two horrible fucking frames in a row. Like, yippee, everybody. Which no one does that. But somehow, I don't know. I guess whatever I'm doing is worse than what other people do. Or they just weren't having bad nights. Because inevitably, you always get the fucking guy. And I want to know one time this has worked. I want to, someone tell me in the comments or whatever, Sam, one time it's worked where someone said like, hey, you just got to remember to have fun, man. Just give me one time when that has resulted in anything other than, okay. And then thinking, fuck you. God, it's hard. Like it's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not, and furthermore,
unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it. Dude, if I'm going to suck dick, I'm not going to fucking suck dick.
That's true.
I'm going to suck that dick. It's not, dude. Oh my God. Has it ever happened where like, dude, I wonder, was Tiger Woods ever playing, having a bad round of golf? It's almost just
You're the Tiger Woods of bowling.
Yeah. Well, when has it ever happened? Like, we're in a league, so we're not just bowling for kicks. I mean, it is still, obviously, it's,
millions
so not,
of dollars.
Yeah. It's not professionals Nightly. Or anything, but it's still, the point is you're trying to do well at any time. And furthermore, never mind. I shouldn't have even said that. Doesn't even matter if I'm in a league or not. The point of doing a thing for me is trying to do it well. if the point of doing a thing is not doing it well, then don't do it. What? That's not fun. Just sit. Just watch TV. That's weird. Something.
Nobody else is like that. There's like one out of 100 people is like that.
It's the weirdest thing.
And when those type of people are around you, it's so uncomfortable for them. Like they just, because I think they think if I was doing that, I would be in agony and like they want to try to help you out of it or something.
Here's the thing. I think that one of the things that happens is oftentimes it's the other assholes that, because there was an asshole who was bowling really well, the guy who told me this, and I have a feeling he would have been just as mad if he was bowling as shitty as I was. He was bowling out of his mind, so he's having like a good day, you know, like a really good night.
Bowling out of his mind.
Dude, he was bowling, it was unreal. I can't believe how well this guy was bowling. It was like, I don't know, it was really well. It was everything was a strike.
It's funny to think like the difference between your bowling that night and his is like, nothing. Like you both did the same thing where you roll the ball down the thing, maybe an inch from the other, and then like one guy is just like he's just bowling his ass off, and you're the worst.
Well, every single thing was a strike, and every single thing of mine was bullshit. Like it was terrible. I
don't know, but it's just funny. Like if you think of anything else, like you know, hockey or baseball, like you could pretty much see like, well, that guy's just like he just looks faster, stronger. You know, there's nothing. Bowling is just like, I rolled the ball down and somehow.
Well,
just
and
never
yeah,
got
and
strikes.
Someone who has terrible fucking form can have a good game. So yeah, to more to your point, like he could look like shit and still be having an amazing night. Bowl a 300, luckily, dude. Yeah. I saw a guy who rolls the ball. He hurls the ball 400 miles an hour as hard as he can. I was like, that can't be good. There's no way that guy can be good. He bowled a 267, and then I was like, that's unreal. And then he sucked after that, and I was like, oh okay, but still, that's really high score. So to your point, you can spike a really high score. But anyway, the thing I want to say is just that's never fucking worked. Not one time has saying, hey, man, you just got to just have fun. You got to remember to have fun. Not one time has that convinced someone like me, like, oh, you're right. I don't care about anything. All it is like him saying, I don't like however you're acting right now. And it's like,
yeah,
if you want to say that, that's fun. That's fine. Like if you want to say, dude, just try to like, you know, but the thing is like, I'm just a little mad. I don't get that crazy about it. I was bowling really badly. More, I start laughing at myself. Like I don't get all mad. I just start treating it like, oh, this fucking sucks. Whatever. You know, like it's weird.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a little worse in hockey because I care more about that since we play for keeps, you know, since since our hockey league is for like indentured servitude if you lose. There's a lot riding.
It is the highest level of hockey you can play, I'm pretty sure.
They kill definitely the losing the team after every game. So they just murder.
Well, you won every game so far.
But really, has that ever, if he wants to tell me to act a different way toward him, that's fine. But that's not what he's telling me. He's telling me I need to act a different way for myself. Like I need to internally do something different because he wants me to. Like, fuck you. I don't give a shit. I don't go around have I ever gone around and told someone, hey, be more competitive. Stop fucking having fun bowling, you asshole. Bowl harder, idiot. I never fucking do that. It's always these fucking people who can't just mind their own goddamn business. And if you want to say, if I were somehow acting too like badly about it, which could have some people, if they have a tantrum and like kick something, which I don't do, by the way, never would do that. But if they're acting that level of mad about it at bowling, fucking bowling, doesn't matter. Then you could at least say like, dude, calm down and, you know, like for, you know, ask them to treat you a different way or whatever. You can't ask them internally like, dude, have fun. You need to need to have this internal experience now for me. It's fucking annoying. It's never worked. It's never worked a single time. Anyway.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah. It's the most annoying fucking thing. And the thing is, again, I think I've done this bit before, but when I think, I think I talked about it when I met the one guy at one of my wedding get togethers who I could tell wanted to actually try at air hockey.
Yeah.
Did I tell that story?
Yeah,
you meet the guy that's like, you understand he's or she, sometimes it's girls too, like they're competitive and they want to try to win at a thing. I don't care if I win or lose. I care that I try hard. It's fun. Like, and I want to try to win. That's what I care about. That's what's fun for me. I want to try to do well at something. Seriously. Yo, I go and bowl and sometimes I bowl a 3, like for the whole game. And sometimes I bowl a 240. Doesn't matter. Equally as fun. Like What are you doing then? Why are you doing it? If those two outcomes are the same, then don't do it. There's no point. It's fucking stupid.
I'm not going to do anything anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You've convinced like Sam. Me. Don't do anything.
Yeah. It's a waste of time.
Anyway.
Next thing I have, totally different. Sure. I have a dentist appointment on Tuesday. And like I was going to the dentist every 6 months and I don't have, you know, like never have cavities really. I mean, I used to, but since like, I don't know, 10 years ago, I don't think I've had a cavity. I've taken care of myself pretty well, but you know, not perfectly. I fucking hate flossing because my teeth are, I actually, you know how people have like spaces between their teeth?
Yeah, me
I just
too.
Have one tooth that goes like all the way around the top and bottom.
You mean two?
Yeah.
You have an upper tooth and a bottom tooth. Yeah.
Yeah. And like flossing is the hardest in the ass thing. I hate it. But anyway, but I was wondering how, like, why is it of all the different things, like even the doctor's office, when you go to the doctor's office, you're going there like, hey, fix whatever's wrong with me. Like, the agreement is like, I'm going to pay you money. And you're going to fix whatever the hell's wrong with me right now. That's your attitude, isn't it? Like, that's my attitude.
Right.
Yeah, man, I'm not like a jerk about it, but I mean, that's generally what I'm thinking. But for some reason with the dentist, I have like so much guilt every time I go to the dentist. Like, even if I'm pretty much doing what
fucking
I think I should
assholes
be doing.
Assholes have been guilting us for years.
Yeah, it's so, people say, I mean, everyone hates going to the dentist, I guess, but I think most people or a lot of people just don't like the like pain of it, like the shots. I don't care about that. The drilling and the shots, I mean, it's not enjoyable, of course, but I'm not really scared of that. I just hate the like the part where he's going to say like, oh, how much are you flossing? Oh, you're not flossing enough. You got a lot of this there. It's like, dude, just fix whatever's wrong with me. Don't tell me what to do. I know. That's the thing. Everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing. It's not like you go in there like, oh, no, wait, what? How does the toothbrush? Like I was holding the end with the bristly part. Is that not how you're supposed to do it? Like, so you do the circular motions. Like everyone knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And like, I can't do it. I just don't do it. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to pay you to fix, like if something has happened as a result of my negligence, then just fix it. And I will pay you money to fix it. Don't fucking guilt me into doing about stuff. Like it's weird. Why is it that kind of relationship? It's like I was trying to think of what the analogy is, but it's like we have some agreement. Like I signed some promise to him, like I'm going to do all these things. And if I don't do him, he's going to take it like really personally.
Yeah,
like
it hurts him.
It's going to hurt his feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when I don't do it and I come in there, I'm thinking of all these excuses. Like I already have 100 excuses of like, well, we had a time where like our electricity was out and my electronic toothbrush battery died and I tried to order a part, but like they don't make them anymore. And then they were all out at Target. I couldn't buy a new one. You know, like I want to make up all these excuses, but it's like he knows I'm just lying. Like there's no, you know, they know you're just lying. There's nothing you can say other than that I didn't do it. Like, I didn't feel like doing whatever I was supposed to do. So anyways, just whatever. Like, just drill all my teeth out. I don't care. I would rather they go in there and they'd be like, sir, you didn't floss enough, so we're taking out all your teeth.
We've lost your teeth.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, fine. Don't guilt me. Like, I did the crime. I'll do the time. I understand. Like, it's like when I got pulled over for that ticket. Like, I get it. Like, just give me the ticket. I don't need to guilt
fuck
trip.
You, officer. Give me my ticket.
Like, here's the law. In the law, it says, if you do this, you get a ticket for this. So that's the whole thing. There's no, you will be pulled over and guilted and told how terrible a person you are. And they'll ask you dumb questions and treat you like you're dumb, like you didn't know. Like, that's not in there. It's just, you get a thing. It's just, they should do that for the dentist. Like, if you don't floss enough or brush enough, you get a fucking drill in your teeth. It's fine. Like, give me the drill. I will walk in
the
right
drill
into
doesn't
a drill.
Do don't anything, even have to... By the way, it doesn't. The drill doesn't fix anything. It's just punitive. Like,
just drill my tooth. Pick a tooth that's not. There's nothing even wrong.
They
with
don't
it.
Even drill the right one half the time.
Yeah. God. Anyways, the other thing I was going to say that I noticed is I had to go to the doctor for like my nose hurts all the time. My ears are ringing and hurting all the time. And I think it's allergies or like, I realize also that I'm indoors like 99.99999% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's always an air conditioned or heated, you know, house. And it's probably the driest, like worst possible air I could be breathing.
Mm.
So I think like everything in my whole body is just dried out and dead. Like my lungs are just dried sticks that don't work. Whatever all those tubes and stuff that are in your ears and noses, they're all just like crusty, dried
out.
Yeah,
you know when plastic gets set out in the sun too long? Yeah, anything plastic, it's just warped.
It's brown.
If you touch the little tubes in your ears, they just crumble. Like they wouldn't even.
Yeah. But I got, it was cool because I had another appointment. Oh, I had my shoulder's destroyed. So I had like a shoulder appointment. Again, did I tell about that? How the guy was like.
Your shoulder's all dried.
Yeah, it's like your shoulder's super dry. Just put some oil on it. No, I had two doctor's appointments back to back with super honest, normal people doctors. They just talked to me like normal. It was awesome. Yeah. The first guy was like, yeah, my shoulder's dead too. He's like, when I turned like 37, my shoulder just started hurting and that's just it. Like, it's kind of like the Louis C.K. thing where it's like, there's nothing we can do for you. He was like, you have to do physical therapy. Otherwise it's going to hurt forever. Or we can't fix it. Like, we're not going to give you like surgery or whatever for that. There's nothing wrong with you. You just have weak muscles in your shoulder because you don't do anything.
And then after you slipped him a 20, what did he say?
Yeah.
Okay. Right this way, sir. Here's your surgery.
But then I went to the ear, nose, and note doctor.
And, ear, dose, and throat.
She was, I can't remember what prompted her to say this, but she said something about like, yeah, you know, you're fine. Like the ear ringing stuff, like you're not.
Did you
die.
Leave
like,
your whole head out in the sun to just dry out? And
but she said something about how like everybody comes in thinking they're going to die. And I was thinking like, that must be the entirety of the whole medical profession. It's like everybody comes in thinking they're going to die from something. And you just have to be like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine.
Yep.
But then like one out of 1,000 of them.
Right.
Is actually
they actually
dying
just die on you on the spot. And it's like, oh, shit.
So it must be weird. Cause you're like, you're most likely not dying from something right now, so it's probably fine. But if you are, we're not going to do anything, and there's nothing.
It's too late.
Really,
you're dead.
Yeah, you're going to just die. Like, and you'll be in the ER, and maybe we'll save you in the ER. But for now, we're just going to pretend.
Well, what did she say though? Really, what was it?
That's pretty much what she said. She was like, "Everybody comes in, you're thinking they're dying, but you're not dying." That's what she said to me. Because I went from having no ear ringing in my ears that I noticed to like I have a siren going on in my ears all the time for no reason. But I didn't say to her like, am I dying or anything? I mean, no, I wasn't dying or anything. I just was like, why is it? I think I was just saying like, well, what is that? Why is it happening? She's like, I don't know. Who knows? You're just old.
What did you pay her for? Yeah, like what is in the? I wonder like what the billed service is. I went in, a person said, I don't know, but you're probably fine. And then I left. That was... Now, however much money that is, please. Yeah.
Well, they give you she just, you know, anything you go into the doctor for, they have a list of just basic things. They're like, well, take a shower like every day, sleep more than like 6 hours and eat a little bit better. Like, are you eating Taco Bell for every meal? And I was like, no. And they're like, all right, well,
she's like,
eat
start
Taco Bell
doing
for every
that.
Meal.
Yeah.
That's an easy fix.
Like, most people, they're already doing that, so it's a harder thing, but for you.
She was like, wait. You came all the way in here and paid a copay, and you're not even eating Taco Bell for every meal?
Yeah, how much Taco Bell that copay would have gotten you?
Are you just bored? Because
and then she gave you, like, the sample Taco Bell, like, you know, they have the sample pills. Like, she's like, here's this.
Here's a chalupa,
But it's like half of one. It's just
It's just a bite-sized chalupa, like in a
chalupa
in plastic.
Pack. Yeah,
it was still the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Like, I'm gonna have to give you a prescription for more of these, but I can give you like a few of them.
Yeah. But I was just thinking about like of all the jobs, because everybody knows, you know, we know doctors and dentists. Well, I mean, you don't know them, but you know that they're doing whatever it is they do. But you probably think, and like teachers is another thing. Like, you think teachers are just teaching. And like, you know, enjoying having kids learn. But I think the more I learn about jobs like that, it's just the worst. Like, every job like that is the worst. Like, all you do as a doctor is people come in thinking that they're dying and that there's some magic thing you can do and you can't really do anything. And like, teachers are just dealing with kids that don't do anything and they have to, you know, they're required to teach them all the stuff that sucks and they hate it. And like, I bet you most jobs are just nothing like you think they really are.
Yeah. So on the flossing thing, I decided after they diagnosed my entire mouth with cavity, like you have your whole mouth
terminated
is cavity.
Body.
Yeah. That was a famous joke that would be hard to explain. But basically, I went into the dentist after not having gone for as long as I can remember, many years, not having taken care of my teeth in college very well. And the guy, so they did the x-rays, he did the exam, and I was like, I said to the dentist jokingly, well, not not really jokingly. I was like, so what do I have, like 20 cavities? And he's like, ah. And he started, you know, so he's like, nah, whatever, get out of here. And then he starts, this is the funniest thing. He starts going in on my teeth, and they do the thing where they are looking at the x-ray, and then they're examining that tooth, you know, and they're telling the whatever, the hygienist, like, 32, whatever, for, you know, they're saying the numbers of the teeth. And it, there's a
77.
Exactly. There's a very quick demeanor change. Like, there's not quick, but like, there's a very distinct time where he went from like, you know, oh, okay, let's name off these whatever's going on here to, oh no, like he actually has like 20 cavities. Or it was like 32. Yeah, that's a do. That's what it is. It's either a do or a watch, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so then I told Sam, like, yeah, I told Sam after a certain percentage of, or a certain number of them, he's just like, just execute the body.
No, he wrote execute or the paper.
Right. Yeah.
Was it execute? Yeah.
No, he wrote, terminate. Yeah, like X or something, like EX, or he said EX, and I was just like, yeah, it just meant execute the body. Just too many cavities, you can't even, yeah. So ever since that day, I vowed to floss every day, and I have flossed. I think I've missed in 5 years, or 4 years, I missed like 2 days when I ran out of floss and didn't have any. Like, I literally have not missed a night. And every night, it's the hardest thing I have to do in my life. Like, it never gets any easier. It's not like killing people. That probably gets easy eventually. Like, eventually, by the time you've killed your 80th person, you're like, I don't even care. Just kill them. It's fine. Flossing, no, never gets that easy. It never gets as easy as killing. Every single night, it's the worst thing in the world. And Lydia doesn't understand because she has, like you said, she has individual teeth. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to have individual teeth. I go through what I would do. I went through a bunch of different kinds of floss because, like, I can't use this fucking floss. It'll break off halfway through my teeth. Yeah. I have like this one gap in my teeth that apparently has a fucking razor blade in it. When I try to get it out, it just slices the floss in half. You know how frustrating that is? Like, after you've already committed to flossing, which again, yeah, is
you're already flossing.
Yeah, you're already fucking flossing. It's the worst thing you could be doing. The worst thing. You've wound the fucking shit around your, you know, fingers. You're putting one hand like in your mouth, and then what? You're already doing the worst thing ever. And then it just razor blades the floss in half, and you have to start completely over. You have to throw those two halves. You can't salvage it. You have to throw those two fucking halves of floss away. Get another whole thing. Hope it doesn't happen again. It's the worst. Done it ever. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I never miss it. And the thing is, I bet you I'll go back and I'll have 20 cavities. Like, it won't even matter. I bet you it makes no fucking difference. It's probably my diet or my acid reflux or something. It's probably some bullshit like that where it just ruins my whole mouth or something.
I wish they would just take all my teeth out and put perfect fake ones.
Why don't we just do that? It can't be hard.
No, I think you can. I think rich people just do that.
They should do it right when you get your adult teeth. They should knock you out. They replace every tooth perfectly with just an unbreakable, uncorrodable, whatever. I'm sure that's not that hard.
What the hell is that?
Oh, sorry. I think it was, I don't know what that was.
Bobbing for apples? If so, can I come over?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I have to go. God, I'm already dreading it. It's the worst. I've been thinking about it every day for like the last week. I already pushed it back 2 times.
That's the problem with you not going anywhere, is you have time to like sit and dread these things. It's not good for your health. You're fucked.
I know that.
You're not going to live much longer.
Really? You promise?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyways. And if anyone has any good excuses, but I want to say we did get a lot of comments about the last episode, and like I saw some tweets. People,
I think our dad commented. Our dad commented on it.
Yeah, dude, we got tweets. It was amazing. I saw some.
I was going to ask if you've been monitoring the Twitter, because I get notifications. I don't know if you do, but
I don't. Well, I don't.
Yeah,
it's like one time I reinstalled something on my phone, or dude, did I ever tell you this? This has been a month, but I was talking on the phone. And I pushed some combination of buttons on my phone, and this weird like
boot
menu
came up.
Oh yeah,
I think you were hey-telling me, and it like stopped working or something.
This is such a like 60-year-old sounding problem. Like if you're a 60-year-old, but
yeah,
I can't believe I did. I build my own computers. Like I'm not an idiot. I used to before I, you know, paid somebody else to do it. I mean,
yeah,
like I could they were build what a computer.
He called a computer. It was just a cardboard box that he wrote computer on.
I wrote computer on the side.
He drew a floppy disk drive. Like it wasn't even, that was all he did.
Well, that's more than most people can do.
Yeah.
So I was talking on the phone. I pushed some combination of buttons and then this boot menu came up and I just quickly tried to push a button to get out of it. And I pushed like the completely restore your phone button. It was the weirdest thing. And I was like, wow. Yeah. All right, now I have a phone with like nothing. I had to reinstall everything, but I think I just didn't log into Twitter on there or something. So whatever. But I have two other Twitter accounts that I'm doing, and I don't know, whatever. I got other shows. Okay, this is the only one. But anyways, people tweeted and messaged us on Facebook, and I totally read them and didn't respond. But yeah, it's pretty common. I think that I think our dad has fathered a lot of kids, so that's good.
Yeah, it's all one guy.
But before I forget, I decided to do something for our patrons since we've never done anything for them. I have a fork just fell for no reason on a plate. Okay. It just
from the ceiling or yeah.
No, it was on the plate and just turned sideways. I don't know.
It's probably ghost.
Goddamn ghosts. So I was having some shirts made for some of my other business and I was thinking, why don't we have comedy shoe shirts as you've put
Yeah.
It.
Awesome.
Our logo is amazing. I don't know if
it's
you've
the best thing ever
looked at it, but it has like subliminal images, devil worshiping signals, all these things in there that you
it's actually 100% made out of dicks if you look closely.
And it's always been wasted on these tiny icons and it
and
needs
on this
really,
shitty podcast.
Yeah, it needs to be on a giant shirt for giants, but
the fatter the better. So the biggest listeners.
Patreon is the biggest piece of shit ever for so many reasons, but one thing it doesn't do that would be nice is it just had like an award you would get for like a lifetime amount instead of just
pretty
like
easy.
Oh, I give $2 a month. I have no idea. Like I know there's a lot of you guys that do $1, $2, $3 a month, and if you go into the thing, it shows you like lifetime. But if people have canceled, which I totally understand, it doesn't show like oh, this person pledged
right.
this month. And
right,
they
we
quit.
Can't.
So
if
we
you've ever
know.
Canceled, we have no idea who you are and where you are and what you're doing.
But anyway, I messaged everybody that was currently in there and I said, hey, I'm making shirts. And if you want a shirt, I need to get like an order together because the more we order, the more, you know, the better the prices and I could get all the sizes. Every time I order shirts, I order a bunch of larges and mediums and extra larges. And it turns out like no one in the world wears a large or medium. Dude, it's amazing. Nobody wears a large or medium shirt. It's 100% double XL, triple XL. Seriously. For my other business, everybody is double XL.
Well, we get to really find out about our demographics of our show.
But if you were a previous patron of ours and you did at least $20 lifetime, I seriously can't. I don't even know how to look that up. But I will take your word for it and try to verify it. But I want to send you a shirt. So the thing is, you have to send me your address and your size.
And there's also the shirts are matched to level of income, sexual preference. You have to send us a lot of things.
So send me everything about. No, I don't care about anything about you. You know, whatever. I'm only. Well, I put that on the message that I'm definitely signing you all up for Publishers Clearinghouse and anything else I can find.
Well,
like
why
that,
wouldn't but, you want to be signed up for that?
Yeah, if you aren't already. It's
and
free
we
money
get and a killer referral on Columbia House, so we're totally doing that.
So if you've done at least 20, email me with your size and your address and I'm going to wait a little while cause I want to, like I said, get an order together, but I'm just going to send you a shirt totally free of charge besides the $20 that you pledged to our show. And, hopefully by the end of the year.
And if anyone wants to get in on that, go to, patreon.com/shoeshine and you could just up your pledge. Like if you're totally new to the Patreon, you could just up your pledge to $20 for the next show and then just get rid of it if you want. If you just pay $20 for a show and then, you know, lower it again, we'll give you a shirt. Comedy shoe shirt.
Yeah, I'm not like making money off this or anything.
No.
We're not making money off this. Money. Yep. They're probably like $10 to $12 to even order the shirt. And then I have to ship it to you, which is going to be a couple, $3, $4. So it's like
$80.
Yeah, I'm not making it $20 try to make. I just figured that was like a decent amount.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's amazing. I mean, if you hate the show, look at the freaking logo. I mean,
yeah,
I would wear this shirt even if it was the worst show ever. I would wear it.
Yep.
So, yeah. Thanks, patrons, for all that. And like I said, I really, if you were a patron for a while and you did $20 and you said, fuck these assholes, I fucking hate these people. Yeah. I still want to send you a shirt.
We need a contact, because like, I'm sure they quit listening. So how are we going to, need someone to check on anyone you've ever known who's listened to the show.
Yeah. Just ask all your friends if they ever pledged anything to us.
Yeah. Well, we're already just about out of time. So, just want to say, tell me to have fun. Just tell me to remember to have fun, because I didn't think of that. Like, I didn't, it didn't occur to me. Oh, thanks, fucking genius. Like, that, I'm never going to get over this. It's the most annoying thing in my life. But yeah.
Yeah. Just get over it. Have fun.
Yeah, I should just have fun with this show. Stop trying to be good at it. Dude, we should stop trying to, like, be funny and just make sure we're having fun. Like, if we're not, if we come on this show and just go, for 60 minutes, we just have fun. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
They always say that in sports too. Like, I just told my guys to go out there and have fun today. But it's like, that doesn't work. It's stupid. Nothing's fun, first off. I've never had fun. I'm still waiting to have fun at anything. I'll let you know when I've had any fun ever.
Yeah.
You'll be the first to know.
Yeah. It's not going to be caused by you telling me, have fun. Has anything ever been that? Dude, I bet you know with your kids. You probably, if your kids are like having a tantrum, you just say, hey, just have fun. And then they're like, oh, yeah. And they're totally fine. That's, I'm sure that happens every day.
Yeah. It's awesome how, I mean, we don't have time for this, but just a small thing about kids is like, you think you can tell them stuff that you've learned, you know, and nothing works. Nothing you tell them. They don't believe anything you tell them.
And adults are just as bad.
But I thought, like, kids, oh, they don't know anything yet, so maybe they'll listen to me and they're young. Like, I thought I listened to my parents at least when I was six, you know, but no, it doesn't work.
And maybe when they're a little older. I don't know. We'll see.
Anyway, all right.
So just have fun, everyone. Don't count our show as good or bad, you know, just have fun while you're listening to it and then it's fine. So there you go. Anything else, or should we just call it?
I just didn't hear you for like 10 seconds. That was weird. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Google Hangouts.
Good way to end. Yeah. It's been doing that tonight. I don't know why. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com. Or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.